Thank you, Peter. And now on with the news. Last year, a science festival held principally at the Forum proved very successful and is being held again this year. The Forum hosts another display, this one an unusual photography project by a local historian. First, however, we'll hear how the big charity has awarded grants for various important research projects.
Five projects across the Norwich Research Park have been given grants totalling more than £430,000 by a cancer charity. The funding has been awarded by Big C as part of its annual support for research projects that focus on battling cancer. 16 applications were received by the charity, and an advisory panel chose which grants to fund. Successful grant applications included projects investigating how to prevent the growth of prostate cancer, understanding how cancer causes infections, stopping bowel cancer, developing less harmful cancer detection, and finding less intrusive surgery for melanoma cancer patients. Dr. Chris Bushby, Chief Executive of Big C, said, "We are proud to be funding groundbreaking research with partners across the research park. The funding wouldn't be possible without the support of the public."
It attracted about 100,000 people, and following last year's phenomenal success, a second Norwich Science Festival is to be held. Organisers of the citywide festival, which celebrates science in the area, hope this year's event will be even bigger and better than the inaugural one last year. Details of the festival were unveiled at the Forum in Norwich, where organisers revealed the 2017 event will run from October the 21st to the 29th. Jane Evans, Events and Partnerships Manager at the Forum, which coordinates the festival, said, "We were absolutely delighted with the success last year, so this year are building on that and expanding. It's only year two, and we really want to put this on the map." Norfolk astronomer and author Mark Thompson has been announced as patron of this year's festival. Mr. Thompson said, "Norwich is a scientific centre of excellence with a worldwide reputation for innovation and research. It's only right that this city has its own science festival. This celebration of science inspires and enables a wider audience to understand more about so many amazing, life-changing discoveries. You're never too old or too young to learn something new and find out more about how our universe works."
A historian from Fulmerdeston near Fakenham is taking part in a new exhibition at the Forum in Norwich which focuses on identifying people in old photographs. Andrew Tatham, who created an extraordinary exhibition last year based on an old group photograph of a regiment of soldiers about to be dispatched to the front line in the First World War, has a display as part of the Who Do You Think You Are exhibition. It took him over 21 years to research and create his exhibition and subsequent book, A Group Photograph. And the display at the Forum gives a taster of his work before, now and in between. The men in the photograph are the officers of the 8th Battalion, Royal Berkshire Regiment, commanded by Mr. Tatham's great-grandfather, William Walton, and were just taken a few months before they embarked for the trenches in France. The exhibition opened on Monday and the 13th and runs until Saturday, April the 1st. It is presented by the Forum in partnership with Let's Talk magazine, Age UK Norwich and the Norfolk Heritage Centre at the Millennium Library.
A celebration of apprentices and those who support their training has been held in Norwich. City College Norwich held its annual apprenticeship awards in the hostelry at Norwich Cathedral, midway through National Apprenticeship Week. There are more than 1,000 apprentices studying courses through the college, with employers across both Norfolk and further afield. 8 awards were presented to apprentices in recognition of their progress in subjects including dental nursing and childcare. From the 8, the overall Apprentice of the Year was named as 19-year-old Chloe Walters from Fakenham, who completed an apprenticeship in dental nursing. Miss Walters said, I'm honoured to be here and to be part of it all. It was a nice surprise to win the award.
An imposing beech tree, dating back at least two centuries, is set to be felled after Norwich City Council finished the clean-up operation in the wake of Storm Doris. The tree has been a landmark in Elm Grove Lane, North Norwich, for decades and is immensely popular with local children. But last autumn, a fatal fungus was discovered taking hold in its roots. It means the vast tree could topple at any moment in high winds. The roots, along with 15 foot of the trunk, just above a natural sculpture of a face, will remain after the tree is felled. The City Council will be planting a variety of tulip tree nearby that won't be affected by the fungus. Some local residents are interested in commemorating the tree with a bench and some wildlife features, as well as being able to take away small mementos of the tree itself.
For a last brief feature, we again read from the EEN's section, which it calls Norwich Knowledge. Last week was L for Lakenham, and this week it is M for Mile Cross. The article is read by Christine Gillam.